You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Velocity here in Liverpool with Eddie Hearn. Eddie, we've just seen Conor Benn do what a lot of elite level fighters couldn't do to Chris Algieri. He stopped him, and he's even stopped him quicker than Errol Spence.
He didn't just stop him, he cleaned him out. I mean, it was a brutal, brutal knockout. I'm glad Chris is okay because he's a great guy, but that's how you become a star. You know, I got in the ring, looked on social media, Conor Benn's trending number one across everything. Millions of people have already seen the knockout, and that's how you become a star. As I said, you don't become a star by going in and fiddling around for 12 rounds. You go in by brutalising people. But it was the whole nature of the performance. You know, it was the movement, it was the defence, it was the footwork, it was the way he set up the right hand. And there were people clapping for his movement, do you know what I mean? And the way he was making him miss. And you know, the kid's a star. And now he's becoming a real welterweight world contender. And he's got a huge future.
Because of the way Conor's been sort of, I'll say written off perhaps in his earlier days, and then it was always like, this is a step too far, this is a step too far. Does he need to keep putting in performances that make people go, wow, for people to consider him that sort of level of a fighter?
If you want to be a star, you have to put in star performances. And that was a star performance. And there will be people that still think that he's there because of his old man. He got opportunities because of his dad. But he walked through those doors and he worked harder than anyone else. And the improvements that he's made, quite honestly, is just incredible. So, support him. He's a good man. He's a good father. He's a husband. You know, and he just lives and breathes the sport of boxing. How can you not like him? You know, he's violent in the ring. He's violent in the interviews to me. And, you know, got in the ring tonight and he said to me, you're saying I'm not top five? I was like, no, mate, I didn't say that. I don't know what was going on. You know, but he's got so much passion and I love it. And he's a star. You know, had nearly 7,000 in here tonight. Great crowd. He's from Ilford, right? We had 4 weeks to sell this show. So, you know, fair play to Conor Benn. Big, big performance.
I know you've had a lot of belief in Conor Benn, and I know now you'll see him as a world-level fighter, but being completely honest, what was the point where it clicked if you look back at previous performances and you went, yeah, he's world-class, or did it take tonight for you to realise that?
Probably Samuel Vargas. You know, and when Conor started, I don't mind saying it, I've said it to him, I was very worried about how far he could go. I didn't know if he could win a British title, right? But Tony Sims has done such a great job. But Conor's listened and Conor's put the work in as well. And now he's a world welterweight contender. It's the most amazing rise in ability. Do you know what I mean? And he deserves all the praise because he's, like I said, he's put the work in. And the Vargas performance was the one that showed us. And don't forget, coming through the pandemic, he has gone Formella, Vargas, Granados and Algieri. It's a nice run. But there's a couple of levels to go before he fights for the world title. I know he wants it now, but I would just like to do it the right way. And they will be great fights.
We say there's a couple of levels. I think you said it, Tony said it, and Conor said it. 2022 is when he wants to fight for the world title. So injury-free, if he stays, gets a good run of fights next year. We're looking at two fights, and then at the back end of next year, he will fight for the WBA world title.
It's all down to Tony, you know, and Conor. If he wants to go for a world title and it's there, I'm in. But I just feel that he's that special a fighter. He's got some. He's still improving all the time. That if we can give him two, he'll be ready. And if we give him one, he might not be ready. So, and two fights is 6 months in the career of Conor Benn. He's still a young man. He's 20-0. But what a talent! What a star! How exciting!
Just kind of interesting the way it crosses over that you said in the post-fight press conference that if he hits Amir Khan, he will go. The first time he hits him flush, he'll go. But then if he needs these two fights for that level towards the world title, is Amir one of them two fights or is Amir just someone that he will knock out that will look good?
I wanted that fight bad. But they don't want the young smoke, you know. And I don't blame Amir for not wanting to fight Conor and Ennis and Virgil Ortiz. They're horrible, violent kids. You know what I mean? But the winner of that fight could be a possibility, but they're not going to fight again till September or so. So we've got to look at the, you know, Broner fight's a great fight for the O2. The Sean Porter come out of retirement, you know, for one more in the UK. We'll see. But they're the kind of levels now we need to look towards.
You say Broner and you say the O2 was only talking last week in Vegas saying that Broner would be a good introduction for Conor for the big time in America, should we say. After seeing tonight, is it kind of, does it not make sense to move Conor away from the UK, really?
Because I don't think, you know, when you look at the stars of British boxing and the people that could fill arenas, yes, you've got Dillian and you've got you know, we've done loads of tickets next week for Chisora Parker and got Fury and you've got AJ. But outside of those, who are the guys that are filling arenas? And Conor's one of the ones that can. So I'd like to keep him in the UK, but we certainly wouldn't turn down a big fight in America as well.
Katie Taylor defended her belts tonight against Sharapova. I think perhaps Sharapova bought a little bit more than she expected, maybe.
She was rugged. She was awkward. And you know, Katie's had to have two mandatory fights now in 12 weeks. And sometimes you fight to the level of your opposition. And she knows that Sharapova's not Amanda Serrano. And when she's in the ring with Amanda Serrano, she'll raise her levels and she'll have to beat her because she's a great fighter. So that's job done for Katie Taylor. And now we move on to what will hopefully be biggest fight of all time in women's boxing, Taylor Serrano at MSG.
On the blower to Jake Paul tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, she's fighting next week. So once that's done, let's get it made.
Joe Cordino, I felt a little bit sorry for him speaking to him after because it kind of gave me Ben Granados vibes. The geezer was just on his bike, on his bike, on his bike. And Joe was kind of disappointed.
But he threw more. You know, the guy threw more than Granados did. But, you know, you have to beat those guys. And I think Joe was a little bit gung-ho at times. But Joe needs to fight, raise the levels of opposition because he will fight at a higher level when he does. And he'll have to fight a lot higher level to beat Agawa because he's tough, strong, punches very hard. So it was a good 10 rounds for Joe and he's ready to go. Throw him in now and let's see him become a world champion.
Obviously, Agawa is a top level fighter, but stylistically, is he kind of made for Joe because he's not going to go hide in Agawa?
You've got to hit him hard. You know, he's going to come all night. And like I said, he's punches very hard and he's very strong. You know, good win for Robbie Davis Jr. tonight. See people say Hank Lundy, you know, he looked old in there tonight. He just went 10 rounds with Zepeda earlier this year, who's brutalising everyone. I thought Kevin Agyarko, once he settled down, looked really good. Such an exciting prospect. Peter McGraw, fantastic. Good win for Callum French on his debut and great night. And now we roll on for Chisora Parker.
And just one more thing on the Cordina situation. Obviously, Zelfa's fighting next week. Is it a final eliminator or just an eliminator? Okay. So if Agawa has a voluntary, then that could be Joe and then potentially maybe Joe versus Zelfa in the summer.
I mean, that's a big fight anyway. So those guys both in a runner. And if Zelfa Barrett can win a tough fight next week, he's got a great chance of fighting Agawa too.
And ready for Chisora Parker. They always brings it.
Yeah, it's a great show as well and some really big fights on the card. And you know, as Del Boy said, 5 years ago, he gave us one of the best heavyweight fights of all time against Dillian White in that arena. And he says he's going to give us another one next Saturday. So can't wait.
Cheers. Just one from me. That's me out for this year. So thank you for giving me all of your time. And cheers, mate.
See you next year.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.